You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy. Our praise. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. Worthy of the praise. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy of our praise. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy of our praise. We give you all the
wonder in my soul.
He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name, my soul seeks to please him. Yes, my soul seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. Bless his name. TMC, my soul today seeks to please him. My soul, yes, it seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. Bless his name. There is a name I love to hear. I love to see its worth. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth, singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first love me. See, it tells me a Savior's love, who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea, singing, oh, how I love Jesus. TLC, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Breathe on me, free on me. Take thou my heart, cleanse and repart. Greeter.
Right. Well, good morning. Good morning once again. Once again, my name is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, welcoming each and every one of you to the Master's Call on this day as we tag this day. Think on him. Thursday, hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace on today. Hallelujah. Unified in the Spirit, Father, lifting up the mighty name of Jesus in this place on today. We thank you, Almighty God, that you are good and you are faithful, God. You are just, God. You are loving, God, and you are righteous, God. And we thank you on today, Father, that you seem fit to choose us, Father God, and place us in the kingdom for such a time as this. Almighty God, we thank you for your grace, God, for your grace is sufficient for each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, that your mercies are new each and every day, Father God. We thank you, Almighty God, Lord, that you are, Father God, the one and only true and living God, Father God. And we bow our hearts before you, Father, just to worship you in spirit and in truth on today. Father, we thank you for the TMC call, Father. We thank you, Father, for this place, oh God. And we ask, God, that you continually to dwell here, God. Let your Spirit, Father God, be made known in this place in the name of Jesus right now, Father. We thank you for each and every caller, Father. We thank you for each and every staff member, Father God. Lord, that you bless this place like never before. Father, that you increase, God, and enlarge our territory, God, as you did for Jabez, Almighty God. We thank you on today, Father God, for the co-founders, God. Continually to bless them and give them your wisdom, God, and more of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the word bearer on today, Father, anointed from the crown of her head to the soles of our feet, Father. We thank you for the word that's in our belly, that it shall come forth, God. And Father, that we shall eat and sup, God, in the name of Jesus, and increase off your word. Father, we thank you, Father. If there's anyone, Father God, that needs healing in their body, God, we call in your healing virtues to flow right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for artist's life, Father God, in its entirety, Father. Lord, that you hold us up, Father God, in your hand, oh, Father. We thank you today. We bless you today. We love you today, God, because you first loved us, oh, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Cynthia. You can take it away.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Keisha. This is a joyful and a beautiful morning. I hear the joy in your voice. Thank you for greeting us this morning, that powerful tag this morning. We so appreciate you and your powerful prayer. Pray the heavens down, but we so appreciate you. So I want to thank our Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for the praise and worship this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need it this morning just before we start our day. I'm so grateful. Well, let me just share. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm excited this morning. It is a beautiful day here. We are so grateful that we can see this day. Let me just share a little about you this call this morning. Hallelujah. On October 2010, the two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on this journey. I will never forget it. Hallelujah. I thank you. And we stand on the scripture, Psalms 88 and 13, but you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enhance, enrich, empower believers as we start our day. Amen. Our website that you can visit 24/7. If anything is bothering you, you can't, it's a heavy on your mind, you can go to this website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bio of our speaker. The theme for 2021 is, with God's strategic shifting, prophetic, sudden and holy status of being established and supernatural revealed. You read in Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord, be a blessed minister of this greeting as Minister Keisha, as a host as yours truly, or a son of us, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Westman, or you could share word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And Reverend Dr. Vanessa Webster and our prayer junior minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But on Friday, we have a treat. You can stay on the second half of this call and present your praise report live. That is a beautiful thing. So we give that time out for you guys. So let me just share with you this phenomenal company called Artists International, which is established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 and a half years ago. We are now called Artist Light. Great products to help the world become healthy, and I love to say wealthy, and if you, anyone come 3 feet of you, please share the information. The new morning motivation call held Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders will give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist Light products. That number is 712-770-4005, and that PIN number 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. If you have, your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro Precinct, or Cricket, we have a bypass number so that you will not be charged. That you call that first, 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts, and you will not be charged. Well, today is Testimony Thursday, and we're excited about our new they have four now, so we're going to have, I think, President Thomas Campbell is going to be our host today. So let's plug into that call, support it, and share. If you have any testimonies, nothing is too small, so we want to share with each and everyone with you. So, but in the meantime, I also want to share with you also to stay connected to your Artist Life back office, and make sure you stay with the new promotion. They got an extra time for us now that you can share. I used it last night, so we will be able to do that. That's a beautiful thing. So let me just come to you a few minutes, but I'm going to stop right now. We have a powerhouse coming to you, and she needs no introduction, but she said, just say a few things about that. I don't know how I can do that, but I'm going to try. Well, let me just say, with this lady, I tell you, we can laugh all the time. She's a powerful sister. Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda Terrell graduated as an honor student, and she also received her associate degree. She's married to Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where she was joined the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas. Minister Brenda Terrell is a mother of five. Her favorite words are, God is faithful. And Minister Brenda Terrell is our prayer general on this call. And she's so prayerful, she's effective, she's always serving with excellence. She's a spiritually filled woman. I tell you, me and her can talk about it. We just laugh, and I so appreciate her friendship. I could go on and on about her, but without further ado, let me introduce you to some and present to others none other than my friend, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you out there?
I am here, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
God bless you, my sister. God bless you. I so appreciate you, love you, and thank God for you. I tell you, she is truly a woman of God and serves with excellence, and thank you for that cordial and wonderful introduction. Good morning to our songbird this morning, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I tell you, you brought it this morning. You brought us at his feet this morning. Yes. How I love Jesus. That's still ringing in my ear, that one. And love and appreciate you. Thank you so much for ushering us before his presence this morning. And Minister Keisha, what can I say? I tell you, sister girl, pray the heavens down. Thank you for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord. And yes, we are thinking on him today, as always. Good morning, TMC family. So love and appreciate you. Thank you for your warm attendance and prayers this morning. And I will be speaking to you this morning on Life of Miracles. Life of Miracles. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your awesomeness, and I glorify you, Father, for what you're doing. And I ask you, Father, take this vessel and let Brenda decrease as you increase in a mighty way, that we all will receive what the Spirit has for us this morning. I thank you, I honor you, and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, Life of Miracles. I tell you, I'm so excited about what God is doing, because we should always expect miracles. You know, the dictionary defines a miracle as an effect or extraordinary event in the physical world that surpasses all known human or natural powers and is ascribed to a supernatural cause. Such an effect or event manifesting or considered as a work of God. And then another source has said, miracles are events which unmistakably involve an immediate and powerful action of God designed to reveal his character or purposes. I like that. Designed to reveal his character or purposes. You see, God started this miracle thing. Yes, he did. He started it in the Bible when you reflect back, and when he created the world, the earth. He started it with miracles. He spoke the earth into existence. He spoke the seas, the constellation, and creatures, human and animals. He spoke them into existence. And he continued to display miracles by parting the Red Sea for the children of Israel in Exodus 14. He went on, and Elijah's raised another Shulamite woman. Y'all know I love that Shulamite woman. That she, when she brought her son before Elijah, God allowed a miracle to take place. What about Daniel? Daniel's survival in the den of lions. Not one would touch him. Miracles. Jesus turning water into wine. Oh, my. Miracle. Feeding the multitude with the boys' lunch in Matthew 14. Miracles. As well as raising the dead. Lazarus, come forth. Miracles. There were miracles on top of miracles that took place. However, we take them and use them as nursery rhymes, yes we do, as storytelling, rather than coming to the realization that he left us with the same Holy Ghost power as we're obedient to his call, because he distinctly told us that greater works shall you do, because I go to the Father. Life of miracles. There are miracles to be performed, and these miracles will be accomplished by us when we understand the perfect plan of his spiritual graces that has come down to us. Those things will come to us when we come to a place of surrender, a place of saturating ourselves in his divine love, of wholehearted yielding to him, where we decrease and God increases, where we dwell and live in him in peace and in truth. And we can speak those things that be not as though they were. Yes, we can. The Lord has told us to earnestly desire the best gifts. The gifts are available to us. 1 Corinthians 12 and 31. We have a desire to earnestly desire the gifts. And we need to earnestly desire those gifts that will bring him the most glory. We need to see the gifts of healing and the working of miracles operating today. The church, and I'm not talking about the building, the church, you and I, the people of God, has regrettably become so distracted by the things that are seen until it's complicated to focus on the unseen things of God. Oh, my. Faith without works is dead. It is so important to remind ourselves, 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, that our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That's a meditative moment. That's a Selah moment if there wasn't one. That our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Life of miracles. See, when we see someone sick, we don't necessarily need someone to be with us to pray for that person. When we allow him, God will operate his amazing power in each of us. Granted, when two or three come together touching and agreeing on anything, yes, there's more power when more are together in unity over a situation. But guess what? When God calls us to pray for someone, believe that he's going to manifest his glory. Believe and trust that he's going to do his will. He has a way of working everything out for the good and for his glory. And even if it doesn't, if the outcome didn't turn out the way we expected, just know that when we acknowledge God, he does have that way of working things out for the good. And, of course, for his glory. God is manifesting miracles in a great way today, yet he desires to do even more through the body of Christ, the church. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You know, I feel the need to share this story. And this was years, years ago when I was living in Houston, and I was a payroll administrator in corporate America, and we were on job sites working, and they had shutdowns. So I was asked to work on Sunday because we had quite a few working that weekend, and God spoke to me to go and pray for John's wife, who was diagnosed with cancer in the hospital, and I didn't know these people like that, never met the lady, but as an obedient, fairly new believer, you know, I was fairly new in Christ, I did it. God gave me two scriptures. It was Matthew 18 and 20, verse 20, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst." I immediately said, "What two or three? You're sending just me." Okay, Lord. The other was James 5 and 15, "And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." I called John and asked if it was okay to come and pray for his wife. He said, "By all means." I had to stop and buy some oil and pray over that oil, and God's anointing was strong. When I arrived at the hospital, John and his wife's mother were there, welcoming me with a smile. I told them everything that God had spoken to me. I instructed them what God had instructed me to do. I went on and anointed Melinda, who was unconscious, and started praying with my eyes closed. Within the prayer, I heard, "Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God." When I finished, I opened my eyes and noticed a man and a woman had come in, a pastor and his wife. God had sent the people he wanted to agree with me. After their words of blessings and thank yous, I went on my way. I thank God for him trusting me to do that assignment. And I got to work the next morning to hear from my coworker that Melinda had passed through the night. I was somewhat devastated. I was in awe. I was somewhat confused. I constantly asked God, "Why? Why did you send me there to pray for this woman and allow her to die? I probably looked like a fool to these people." You know, I just went on and on. Listen, I was new in the Lord, okay, getting all this great teaching on God's miracles and believing and trusting in the Lord. You trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In every way, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. I went through all that, and I went on and on asking the Lord, "Why did you allow me to do this?" And getting all these great teachings on miracles, I just knew that she was just going to open her eyes up sometime, sooner or later, you know. And I was literally expecting a miracle of physical healing. This woman was supposed to be getting up, as far as I was concerned. The Lord allowed me to go on and on for the most of the week asking him, what was this? Why did you do this? Not saying anything. He never spoke a word. Glory to God. And then finally, he said, go back and read James 5 and 15. The prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and their sins have been forgiven. He said, she's with me now. Wow. The miracle was her spiritual healing. What a mighty God we serve. You know, a lot of times we've been told and taught that when you, you know, the only way you can get in heaven, when you physically have called on Jesus and accepted Jesus as your Savior. But this is what James 5:15 says. The prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and their sins have been forgiven. Glory to God. We're talking about a life of miracles. See, if you really reflect on the life of our Savior displayed, he actually was expecting to work a miracle wherever he went because his desire was to please the Father. Isn't that the way we should be? Let me encourage us, you and I, that God is ready to allow miracles to manifest for us, through us, and in us in this season and in this time. Remember, Jesus told us, greater works than these you will do because I go to my Father. And that's according to John 14 and 12. We're all ministers in the marketplace in some form or fashion. Listen, I consider this message somewhat of a tag team effort because of our dear sister, Minister Roslyn Peters, yesterday really brought this message. God is a way maker. And when she brought that yesterday so profoundly, you know, and she sung this song, and I'm going, oh, my goodness. And because I had to speak yesterday morning, early in the morning on a call, about miracles, and the Lord asked me to share this same message with you. So I asked her to return to sing that song one more time. Minister Roslyn, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sister. Take it away.
You are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Hallelujah. Woo! Way maker. A miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, moving in our midst. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. You are here working in this place. We worship you. We worship you. You are here. You're touching every heart. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, healing every heart. We worship you. We worship you. Because you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, That is who you are. Oh, you are a make way maker, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. He's that and so much more. Thank you so much, Minister Roslyn. So I encourage each of us to expect the miracles to take place. Miracles of salvation, miracles of healing, miracles of deliverance, miracles of raising the dead, miracles that's changing our communities, that they shift, miracles over our children, that they no longer kill one another, miracles taking place in our cities, miracles. We have the power to speak those things that be not as though they were. Miracles. Embrace them. Rejoice in them. And as I mentioned in the beginning, God created the earth with miracles. And being the Alpha and Omega that he is, we should anticipate the wonderful miracles of when the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together and with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. See, my TMC family and friends, the miracle is taking place every day in our lives. Even the more they should be happening because we are trusting in the Almighty God. I want to encourage you, expect the miracles. Speak the miracles. Know that the miracles will take place because we anticipate them. We believe in the God Almighty who is the God of miracles. And we are so delighted and excited that the God we serve is a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, and we give him glory, we give him praise, because we will live the life of miracles. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that awesome, profound word, miracles. Speak miracles. Embrace miracles. Oh, yes, this is what I'm doing this morning. I'm so grateful for this message. Shortly after this, I will be calling you back for a benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray and pray over our prayer requests for miracles this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we usually come to you in prayer to ask you for help, for guidance, or for an answer to this problem or that. But today, we ask for miracles. We come to say thank you for the awesome, amazing, oh, the showers upon us. Lord, help us to feel joy, feel in our hearts, and make us feel even loving. And Lord, special, we expect the miracle this morning. Lord, we come and thank you for Minister Brenda's for this awesome message this morning, Life of Miracles. Oh, the spiritual miracles. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We pray overflow of blessings after blessings and miracles for her family, for her church family, for our own family. God, we ask you to bless her over and over again. She will not have enough room to contain them, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you for our two outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. Piacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weather, for keeping us, everyone, focus on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. We pray for everyone that joined us this morning and didn't think it was a miracle to be with us today. We praise you. We thank you for being with us today. We love and adore you. We lift up every DDR De Leon family this morning. Still sharing artists' life worldwide. We pray for the staff that keep our products in our homes. Thank you, Lord. We pray for every sick and shut in. We pray to touch the nursing home, the hospital, everyone's incarcerated, Lord. cinema speak, we speak a special prayer for our friend, Minister Sharon Stife, and her husband, and the list goes on and on. We want to touch their bodies this morning, Lord. Give them the strength to move forward, Lord. We pray for every bereaving family, Lord, this morning, Lord. We touch, we want to pray, we lift up Sister Shirley for her sister going home, being with the Lord, Lord. It's a list of go on and on and on, but we can't name everybody, but you know them. You know them right now, Lord. So give them the strength to move forward. Lord, we know, we comfort them like never before. Father, we love and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I know you want to hear this powerful message this morning. I'm going to share with you this playback number. You can share with others. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. As I share with each and every one, please visit your back office. And like, we got extended hours that we can order products. And I want to say, too, this morning, the new morning motivation call is held right after this call. And that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. That PIN number, 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for greeting us this morning and starting us off with that powerful prayer. And thank you, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for praise and worship ushering us in this morning. And I want to thank our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, again for that powerful message, miracles. Oh, I expect a miracle this morning. Will you close us out in the benediction, please?
Yes, thank you so much, Minister Cynthia. Now to him who by all means is able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in each and every one of us. To God be the glory in the body of Christ, in the church, and in Christ Jesus, for all times, forever and ever, hallelujah and amen. Have a glorious week and live a life of miracles. God bless you.